Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. This is my morning voice because I just slept 12 hours or so. I'm still tired. It's ridiculous. But I'm sitting down to record a new episode without a plan. Even though I had a really clear plan for my last episode, that's not the case for this one. So I think I'm going to keep this one very light, because I don't feel like talking a lot, to be honest. So I'm just going to talk about one thing I noticed, and that's that oftentimes our rational mind gets in the way when we want to manifest something. Let's say it that way. You know, manifestation is kind of a thing, and a lot of people don't believe that it's possible to manifest something right away. And I think that's kind of a problem, because if you think that you have to work hard for something, or that it's a process to get there, you don't believe in the inherent magic that is possible. Because there is really no reason why something can't happen overnight. There's no reason why you can't suddenly get lucky, so to say, and why something can't happen right away. Why should you wait? Why should there always be a delay or a period of hard work involved? I mean, there is no particular reason. Things are supposed to be easy in life. Things are supposed to flow, and you're supposed to feel light and happy and in tune with yourself at all times. And I think we oftentimes forget that because our daily lives are so full of, I don't know, duties, I guess, and maybe stress. It suddenly starts to feel like it bows to the laws of our daily life, of our work life. But that's not the case. I totally recommend the book E Squared by Pam Grout. And there's a follow-up even, E Squared Plus. But in E Squared, she set up 9 very simple experiments where you learn to manifest things pretty much overnight. And she talks about how wonders are possible. Basically, the only thing standing in our way is ourselves and our limiting beliefs, because we think that we have to work hard, but that's not the case. Of course, there's time and place for hard work or work, but believing in abundance means that we are totally open to the flow of life and to all the good things coming our way, including success, money, love, and everything else we desire. So, do I think that manifestation takes time? I don't. Sometimes, yes, but it should be something easy and something that comes our way pretty naturally. So, don't get caught up in the same thinking that rules your daily life. When you want to have something, you have to believe that you already do. That's the secret. You have to believe that you already achieved it, that you've already become it, that you've already gotten it. And if you do that, it will come, and it'll come faster than you believe is possible. So definitely stay open-minded, stay in an abundant state, and be open to receive magic and wonders. And I'm gonna leave you with this. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening, and subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you so much in advance, and I'll catch you on Thursday. Bye.